Also in Eaton County, from the Eaton County Clerk website, 18 of 45 precincts reporting, and I don't know if this bears out what we pointed out, what we observed earlier, Tom and Dennis, but incumbent Tom Barrett way ahead of Teresa Abbott. It's 11,676 to 6,160, but again, Delta Township is appears to be what is making the difference
and
there.
And there's two precincts in the city of Lansing that are also out. It's getting late, and if she's going to make a move on him, she's going to have to make a move fast.
We got into a discussion here during the NPR coverage about shifting demographics in this country, and it's a topic that you hear brought up on a regular basis. Are tonight's presidential results bearing out, is it yet more proof that the demographics of this country are changing, Dennis?
Well, I think it's like Tom said when we were off the air, you see states like Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Pennsylvania in play. I mean, those are arguably Midwestern states. I consider Pennsylvania a Midwestern state. And, you know, those were basically solidly Democratic not that long ago. And now they're battleground states today.
Yeah, and they've become shifted. And at the same time, you watch some states in the Southwest and the Southeast, which have been for the last 35 years, have been solid Republican states, all of a sudden becoming much, much closer as the minority population becomes a larger percentage of the base there. Republicans are not doing well among Hispanics or African Americans, and those states are becoming even more closer at this time.
We have five reporters in the field altogether this evening, three from WKAR, two from the Michigan Public Radio Network. We're partnering as well with WDET Detroit, WUOM Ann Arbor, and on a couple of races here. But we are going to be getting more results coming in here before much longer. We'll remind you that John Conyers, the longest-serving member of Congress, has earned another term in the 13th district seat, and Republicans say they have retained their majority in the Michigan House of Representatives. The GOP has controlled the chamber's agenda for nearly 6 years. Republicans currently lead the 110-member House and also control the Senate, which was not up for election this year. We'll have more on that and many other races. Tom Shields, Dennis Denno, I'm Mark Bayshore. You're listening to live election coverage on 90.5 WKAR.